31 Trump District Democrats will decide impeachment's fate in House. By Matthew Boyle on December 10, 2019. Two of them already voted against the partisan impeachment push by their own party's leadership and are expected to again. But the fate of articles of impeachment rests in the hands of the 31 Democrats who represent districts won by President Donald Trump in 2016. The two Democrats who voted no on the partisan impeachment inquiry authorization vote, Reps. Jeff Van Drew, DNJ, and Colin Peterson, DMN, are expected to again join all Republicans in the House in opposing the partisan articles of impeachment vote when it does come to the floor. The looming question, however, is whether they will be joined by other Trump district Democrats, and if so, how many will join them? No other so-called moderate Democrats have publicly announced their intentions to oppose the articles of impeachment vote on the floor of the House. But Politico reported on Tuesday that a group of 10 to 12 of them are circulating a plan to censure Trump instead of impeaching him. An alternative option they hope will make them look more reasonable than the highly partisan forces driving their party towards a highly partisan impeachment vote. A small group of vulnerable House Democrats is floating the long-shot idea of censuring President Donald Trump instead of impeaching him. According to multiple lawmakers familiar with the conversations, Politico's Sarah Ferris and Melanie Zanona reported on Tuesday. Those Democrats, all representing districts that Trump won in 2016, huddled on Monday afternoon in an 11th-hour bid to weigh additional, though unlikely, options to punish the president for his role in the Ukraine scandal as the House speeds toward an impeachment vote next week. The group of about 10 members included Reps. Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, Kurt Schrader, DOR, Anthony Brindisi, DNY, and Ben McAdams, Democrat Utah. The list of 31 Democrats who represent districts Trump won in 2016 is as follows. Arizona. Rep. Tom O'Halloran, Diaz, Arizona's 1st Congressional District. Georgia. Representative Lucy McBath, DGA, Georgia's 6th Congressional District. Illinois. Representative Lauren Underwood, DEL, Illinois 14th Congressional District. Representative Sherry Bustos, DEL, Illinois 17th Congressional District. Iowa. Representative Abby Finkenauer, DIA, Iowa's 1st Congressional District. Representative Dave Lobsack, DIA, Iowa's 2nd Congressional District. Representative Cindy Axne, DIA, Iowa's 3rd Congressional District. Maine. Representative Jared Golden, DME, Maine's 2nd Congressional District. Michigan. Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, Michigan's 8th Congressional District. Representative Haley Stevens, DME, Michigan's 11th Congressional District. Minnesota. Representative Colin Peterson, DMN, Minnesota's 7th Congressional District. Nevada. Representative Susie Lee, DNV, Nevada's 3rd Congressional District. New Hampshire. Representative Chris Pappas, DNH, New Hampshire's 1st Congressional District. New Jersey. Representative Jeff Van Drew, DNJ, New Jersey's 2nd Congressional District. Representative Andy Kim, DNJ, New Jersey's 3rd Congressional District. Representative Josh Gottheimer, DNJ, New Jersey's 5th Congressional District. Representative Mikey Sherrill, DNJ, New Jersey's 11th Congressional District. New Mexico. Representative Xochitl Torres-Small, DNM, New Mexico's 2nd Congressional District. New York. Representative Max Rose, DNY, New York's 11th Congressional District. Representative Sean Maloney, DNY, New York's 18th Congressional District. Representative Antonio Delgado, DNY, New York's 19th Congressional District. Representative Anthony Brindisi, DNY, New York's 22nd Congressional District. Oklahoma. Representative Kendra Horn, DOK, Oklahoma's 5th Congressional District. Pennsylvania. Representative Matt Cartwright, DPA, Pennsylvania's 8th Congressional District. Representative Connor Lamb, DPA, Pennsylvania's 17th Congressional District. South Carolina. Representative Joe Cunningham, DSC, South Carolina's 1st Congressional District. Utah. Representative Ben McAdams, DUT, Utah's 4th Congressional District. Virginia. Representative Elaine Luria, DVA, Virginia's 2nd Congressional District. Representative Abigail Spanberger, DBA, Virginia's 7th Congressional District. Wisconsin. Representative Ron Kind, DY, Wisconsin's 3rd Congressional District. Given the fact that zero Republicans are expected to vote for articles of impeachment against Trump in the House of Representatives, and no Republicans are expected to vote for conviction in a Senate trial that House passage of impeachment would force, the move by House Democrat leaders remains hopelessly partisan and destined to fail. In the U.S. Senate, Democrats would need to flip at least 20 Republican senators. They currently have zero, and there is no indication any Republicans would join them. Assuming they hold all 47 Democrats in the Senate conference together, which is not a foregone conclusion by any stretch, as Breitbart News has reported that several Senate Democrats are not yet on board with voting to convict Trump. Schrader publicly spoke out in favor of the alternative to impeachment using censure instead, too, telling Politico he thinks it might actually be bipartisan. "I think it's certainly appropriate and might be a little more bipartisan. Who knows," Schrader said of a censure resolution instead of impeachment. Time's slipping by. Since Van Drew and Peterson are likely to still oppose impeachment when the final vote comes to the floor, and former Republican Representative Justin Amash, who left the GOP to become an independent over impeachment, is likely to vote for impeachment, Democrats only afford to lose 17 more Democrats and still be able to pass the articles of impeachment. With 4 vacancies, legislation can pass the House with all members present and voting with 216 votes. That means if 17 of the remaining 29 Trump district Democrats join Van Drew and Peterson, or other vulnerable Democrats from Clinton 1 districts like Schrader join enough of the Trump 1 district Democrats to total 17 more defections, then Democrats could fail on impeachment on the floor of the House.